Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, so I told you Casey Musgrave's boyfriend planned this great surprise. All our friends showed up at the airport, and they took this big birthday trip to Chicago, which was super cool. A lot of things can go wrong with surprises, so I have phone lines mixed with people that have had surprises that ended up great and surprises that didn't end up so great. So I want to go through the random lines. I'm going to pick up a random line and see how many we end up with are great and if we end up with any that are bad. Okay, we'll see the ratio here. Let's start with Svetlana in Bloomingdale. Was your surprise good or whoops?
It went great.
Okay, what was the surprise real quick?
So my older sister was planning a trip to Las Vegas, and she has great organizational skills, so she made a whole itinerary, and she shared it with me, and my daughter and my other sister were meeting her out there, so I surprised them. I got on a plane. I knew exactly what show they were coming out of. I knew where they were going to be in the casinos, and I showed up, and I surprised all of them.
Love that. I nailed it. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. All right, I'm going to pick another random line, see if we can get a great surprise or a missed surprise. Cam in Palatine, was it a surprise that worked or didn't work?
Well, a little bit of both, actually.
Okay, what happened? Real quick here.
So, for my 40th birthday, my husband had my sisters and my mother fly in from Arizona.
Okay.
But my younger sister left her ID at home, so they couldn't get on the plane and miss their flight.
Oh, no!
So they had to take a later flight, and then they finally did arrive, but it was later than we thought it was going to be.
But it was still a surprise?
He thought it was going to be. Yeah, it was a surprise for me, yeah.
So it was almost terrible, but that's still a great surprise. I love that. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thanks.
So it looks like we got AJ. Did you pull off a surprise that was great, or what happened?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay. Another good one. What was the surprise?
My college buddies and I wanted a reason to stay in touch after college. And so every year we take a surprise trip where one person plans it, and then all of us show up at the airport, and then we don't know where we're going until we swipe our credit cards and we find out where we're going.
Wow, so I kind of love that, but that's terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing every year.
Or what was like the craziest one you went to?
We just went to London.
And so everybody pays for themselves though still?
Yeah, so that's a long story that goes along with that we chip in money once a month.
Okay, gotcha. I was wondering how that worked because I was like, I don't know if I could just spend money on a trip to Europe right now, but okay.
Yeah, no, we set a budget.
Okay,
$500
cool.
a person, and then we kind of chip in money throughout the year.
I love that. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Julie in Riverside. So you had a surprise. Was it good or did it end up bad?
It was great. I surprised my husband before we had kids.
With kids? Oh.
No, surprised before
with kids?
No.
Surprise!
No, I surprised him before kids with a whole trip to Napa Valley in San Francisco. He knew nothing. I packed his bag. He was actually at work that day. I planned somebody to have, this was back when we had pagers.
Yeah.
So I had one of his sales reps come and meet us to take his pager and his cell phone. I had somebody there to take his car home. We pulled up in a limousine. We had lunch and we went to California. I planned this all under his nose. We had a Giants game
plan. That's because we're stupid and we don't pay attention,
great.
Right? I think it's easy. Do you think it's easier for women to plan surprises for guys than guys to plan surprises for women?
100%. 100% easier for women. Guys are oblivious.
Agreed.
Sorry about that.
I don't even know what we're talking about now.